Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 13th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. We are working with United to open bidding for the Early Out program as soon as next week. Comprehensive information is being finalized to ensure, for those who may be considering the Early Out, the information needed to make this career-ending decision is with full knowledge of this program. The benefit of the Early Out program depends on each individual circumstances. For flight attendants who have been planning an imminent retirement or leaving United Airlines, and those on a leave of absence or voluntary furlough who are not planning to return, it may make sense to consider this voluntary option. In all circumstances, the decision on whether or not to bid for the program is up to each individual, as this is a significant life decision that should be made by each flight attendant and their family with the assistance of a financial advisor or other qualified professionals if necessary. Stay tuned for more details next week. If you have vacation during your reserve month beginning April 2012, make sure to check your line of flying, your LOF. If your minimum guarantee is less than 78 hours and you were available for duty, no PTO, RDO, ANP, or DNF, make a copy of your line and send it to your local council office. AFA has filed 3 MEC grievances related to the implementation of certain provisions of our new contract. One of these grievances, MEC 5-12, is based on the company reducing a reserve flight attendant's guarantee of 78 hours if the value of the vacation pay is less than the value of the reserve availability days included in the vacation period. The deadline for employees and retirees to confirm that their dependents meet eligibility requirements for health care coverage is April 27, 2012. You may certify your dependents by going to All About Me portion on the company's website Flying Together. From there, click on the Dependents Healthcare link to start the confirmation process. If you do not confirm dependents by the April 27th deadline, they will lose medical, dental, and vision coverage through the company for 2012. Please email esc@united.com with any questions you may have about the annual dependent healthcare information. Many past travel issues have developed following the implementation of shares, and for many it seems as though the queue to get significant problems even addressed, yet alone resolved, is never-ending. While AFA has been attempting to monitor and address as many of these problems as possible, the company appears to be in a complete quandary about how to respond to and address the questions and concerns of their employees. Problems include interline tickets, Zed fares and industry discount tickets, past travel not being e-ticketed, and incorrect tax deductions for past travel, registering family members and enrolled friends are but a few of the issues we are hearing about. AFA's advocacy for swift resolution of these issues by the company continues. Past travel issues and or concerns need to be brought to the attention of the company via email to etc@united.com. Be sure to include a copy to your local AFA council. In these situations where your requests are unanswered or travel is imminent, don't hesitate to contact your supervisor or domicile manager for assistance. While telephone wait times are extremely lengthy, the Employee Travel Center can be reached at 713-324-7277 or 866-359-3727 for questions or problems related to past travel. The next scheduled regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council will be held on May 8th through 11th, 2012 at the Hyatt Rosemont, 6350 North River Road, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. Elections will take place at the upcoming spring MEC meeting for the following MEC committee positions: Central Schedule Committee, Hotel and Transportation Committee, Membership Engagement Committee, Negotiating Committee, System Board of Adjustment, Seniority Integration Committee. Candidates for any of the above positions must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or a signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date. Interested candidates are encouraged but not required to give an in-person interview at the MEC meeting, which will be held in Chicago at the Hyatt Rosemont from 8th of May to 12th of May 2012. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their own personal expense. For more information or to submit your resume and willingness to serve statement, send an email to mecsec@unitedafa.org. Indicate MEC election in the subject line. You may also mail your resume and willingness to serve to Jeffrey W. Heisey, Secretary Treasurer, AFA United Master Executive Council, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. Also, many committees will be reporting at the Spring 2012 regular meeting of the United MEC, including Employee Assistance Professional Standards, Benefits, Grievance, and Reserve. In preparation for the upcoming Spring Master Executive Council meeting, your local councils would be conducting meetings to solicit your feedback. Dates, times, and locations will be posted on the local council meeting and local council pages of our website as they become available. We encourage you to attend your council's meeting and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with the other local presidents throughout the system. It's also a great opportunity to discuss our issues with your fellow flying partners. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins on May 8th. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.